Okay, today's daf is daf Tamach, where Nun Tes Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom, where it says Umber of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Umber of Yochanan, and we'll learn today for Refuah Shleima, for Shoshana Bastia, Bas Rachel Devorah. Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Umber of Yochanan. Nathan Mashahu Shemen Al Gabe Kizayit Mincha Pasal. If somebody puts a Mashahu of Shemen on a Kizayit of a mincha, a mincha's chote, where you're not supposed to put any shemen, a mashahu of shemen, you are puzzle. My timer. Why are you puzzle? Lo yasim. It says lo yasim. What's yasim? Sima kaldahu. The word yasim means a kaldahu. Yasim, what do you mean yasim? What kind of word is yasim? Yasim means to put. Right? Interesting. This gemara, lo yasim, is used by some. There's a whole discussion about truck. If trup is, where trup come from? Who made up trup? Some say that trup is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, or it's min haTorah, or it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's really old. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Why? Hours. Why? Because it says in the Torah, v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazoz, l'am z'v'nei tzok, shima b'fihem. What's shima? Same word, v'yasim. The kulshu. What part of Torah is the kulshu? If there is trap, you hear this? Some say, based on this Gemara, right here. That's fascinating. Okay? It's like the only board that's the whole of the day. Exactly. My timer, lo yasim. Lo yasim means shima kaldahu. That means a kaldahu. So therefore, any mashahu of shemen is going to be no good. You don't need a kizayit or a log. It's a mashahu. What about Aleha, then it says Aleha, Ad Ikashira. The word Aleha would be Mashmir Shir. Okay? Remember we talked about Yosef Rabbi Yochanan? Nathan Kedayit Lavona Agabe Mashahu Mincha Fatal. When it comes to a Lavona, now you need a Kedayit of Lavona, but it could be on a Mashahu of a Mincha. Okay, we flipped it around exactly. My time of why? Lo Yitain Ktiv. It says Yitain by Lavona. Doesn't say Yasim, it says Yitain. Ad Ikinatina. The word Yitain means in the Sina. What's in the Sina? Oh, a good cheer, a nice fat cheer. What's that? A kizayit. Aleha. Aleha is have a ribui achar ribui. The ain ribui achar ribui elo lamayit. So, a ribui follows another ribui is only lamayit. Therefore, the what you're putting it on could be a mashahu. So it's a kizayit of Lavona on a mashahu of mincha. Quotes over here from the Shla, from the Rebbe Cairo. The Shla says that the concept of Ein Ribui Achar El Lamayit, there's no logic to that concept. It's not a logical concept. What? I was just saying, this is one of them. There's no logic. It's like Zer Shav. There's no logic to that, right? There's no logic to this concept, Ein Ribui Achar El Lamayit. He calls it Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, right? Says, however, you can give a tam, tarizim meshuvah, right? But it's not logic to this. Okay. Vigat the Amri, Amr of Yitzchak by Yosef, boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Nathan mashahu shemen agave kizayis mincha mahu. What if you put a mashahu of shemen on a kizayis of mincha? Right? So this question, we said originally that with a mashahu of shemen, is puzzle. But me being on Sima Kinesina, does the Sima have to be like in a Sina, meaning of a good Shir, a Kedayit? Oh, well, an answer is Tegel. So in the first version, we had an answer. In the second version, it was a Tegel. Natan Shemen al Shireha. If you put Shemen on the Shirayim, right, the Mincha has two parts. There's the Komet. You can't put a Mincha on that. Then we said you can't put a Mincha on the Shirayim either. We said, why not? So we said, because Basemet says, it can't be that what you eat is more mahudr than what the Beis HaMikdash eats. That what you got is better than what the Mizbeach got. The Mizbeach got a Komet without Shemen. How could it be that now you can put Shemen on what you can eat? That can't be. That can't be. That can't be possible. It said in the Mishnah, not Chomet. I think you can. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. But they go hand in hand. Whatever you can do to the Shirayim, whatever you do to the Komet, you can do to the Shirayim. So it's a minchas chote. So you're not allowed to put shemen. You're not allowed to put shemen. So what about the shirayim? Can you put shemen on the shirayim? You're reading that. You're the Kohen, you're reading that. So the Mishnah said, if you do that, you're not over a lot. So we said yesterday, honey, yeah, maybe yeah, but not shemen. Shemen is a mohudr like a thing, and maybe not shemen. I understand because you put honey because it's a because you're like a king, right? Not by a minchas chote. This is a mincha from someone who did a sin, right? So the Torah says you can't put shemen on it. What about the shirayim? So the Mishnah said you're not over a lot, but we said all the Rishonim held. It's still awesome to do it. You just don't get punished for it, right? Yeah, shirayim. Yeah. So the question is, can you put shemen on that? So we said, no, you're not over a lot if you do that, which is mashma. You're not over a lot if you don't get punished. You're not allowed to do it. Correct. Correct. Because this is a sin. But that's the nature of the chatos. The chatos is that right. But no, this is for certain sins. A sota, or if you're tame and you went to the Beis HaMikdash, or if you swore falsely. So different rules. You're right. The rule here is that no shemen, no lavona. What about the shirayim? Also not. Why? So we said, because that can't be better than what the Mizbeach got. But Tadar Rabbanon, lo yasim ala shemen v'lo yitein ala lavona. Right? That's what the Pasuk said. Lo yasim ala shemen v'lo yitein ala lavona. So what does the Gemara say? Yachol b'shnei kahanim. I would think, it's very difficult. I would think you're only chayev. Two kahanim did it. Look at Rashi. Yachol b'shnei kahanim. Lo nes chayev b'shnei lavim ad shi yushnei kahanim. You're not going to be chayev two lavim. Well, there's two people there. Echad nosein shemad echad nosein lavona. Avol chad kohen lo mechayev al chad lav.
What on earth is Rashi talking about? What's
the Gemara talking about? Talmud lomar, back to the Gemara. Aleha. Bekufa shel mincha katzav medaber v'lo v'kohen.
No, we're talking about the mincha itself. That's not the people. Look at Rashi.
Tului and shnei lavin. The two lavin are totally in the mincha. The totally in the shemen. Totally in the lavona. Kivan shenasan shemen u'lavona al mincha chayiv shtayim lo shna chad lo shna trei. It doesn't make a difference if it's one kohen or two kahanim. That doesn't make a difference, right?
So what's the havamin? What was Rashi? What's the havamin here?
The Tosfos says the only thing you can think of is the havamin is we always try the Beit HaMikdash ran in a way where nobody did more than one thing at a time anyway. They always had, every job was divided up among as many kahanim as possible. You'll carry that one little thing. You'll carry that thing. You'll carry that.
I have to carry two things. No. We want to divide up.
Same thing over here. Since, now, this is an aveira. You can't put shemen on. You can't put lavona on. The kahanim was so trained.
I'm not putting on two things. I never did that. I only do one thing. I want to do my job. He'll do his job.
So it's a very, very weak havamina that maybe you wouldn't be chayiv unless two people did. Of course not. Of course not. That was the Havamina. No. The Matkon is on the thing. If you put on Shemen, you chayef for Shemen. You put on Lavona, you chayef for Lavona. You put on both, you chayef for both.
Right. Yachol, lo yitein kli, agave kli, yivnasan fasol.
I would think that you can't put a kli on top of a kli. And if you did, it's fasol. Talmud Lomar. That's where we said that you're going to put a kli of shemen on a kli of mincha, and maybe it'll mix in. And so that's not, that doesn't count. Hamalamar aleha. Begufa shel mincha kasa bedaber. If the mamash put on the goof of the mincha, not, I'm going to do it in a backhanded way, and maybe it'll get mixed. That doesn't count. No, so there's no isser in that. There might be a separate isser of course. How are you getting that in there? How are you getting that in there? We had that already once. Can I bring my peanut butter sandwich to the base of the mincha and eat it on my lunch break? Isn't that chulin? So I'm bringing chulin to the Azara, but I'm not intending to do any carbonos with it. I just want to eat my lunch. No, I don't think so. Okay, next. Next Mishnah. The exact same Mishnah as before, but instead of Shemen and Lavona, other things. Yesh tu'unos hagasha. Some minchas require hagasha. Hagasha means you take the mincha, and before, I think it's a machlokas, but even before you take the kamitah off, you walk up to the front of the mizbeach, you might circle the mizbeach, then you do the kamitah. Special process called hagasha. Hagasha means to draw near, like v'yigash, to come close. So, yesh tu'unos hagasha. There are some minchas that require such a thing as hagasha. They ain't tu'unos tenufa. But they don't require waving. Hagasha utnufa. Some require both. Tanufa velo hagasha. Some require only tanufa, not hagasha. Lo tanufa velo hagasha. Some require neither. Now the Mishnah will say each one. Elu tuunot hagasha. These are the ones that require hagasha. But the eno tuunot tanufa. But they don't require waving. These are the standard minchas that we all know. Mincha soles, a regular mincha. Machavas, a pan mincha. Marcheshek, a deep pan mincha. Chalos, you make chalos, rikikin, wafers, minchas kahanim, the mincha of a kohen, minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha of a kohen gadol, minchas nachrim, the mincha of a guy, minchas nashim, the mincha of a woman. We said already, the woman is not anything different than anyone else. She's specified here because we already singled out the mincha of a kohen. Now we throw in a nachri, we throw in a woman. The woman is going to be different because she cannot do the tanufa herself if we're going to let anyone do tanufa. And the last one, minchas chote, minchas chote. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas, listen to this, minchas kahanim, u minchas kohen mashiach, ain behem hagasha. There is no hagasha. Why not? Lefisha ain behem kmitza. Because there is no kmitza. Why is there no kmitza? There's no kmitza. There's nothing deep. There's nothing to separate. The whole thing gets burnt. V'chol she ain behem kmitza, ain behem hagasha. If there's no kmitza, there's no hagasha. Now, that's a very interesting rule. What does that mean? Why? I don't know. But kmitza and hagasha go hand in hand. There isn't going to be a kmitza, there's no din of hagasha. So they are of a machlokas about that detail. You take a mincha, you put in a bowl, the whole thing, and you burn it in the mizbeach. Nobody eats it. Okay? Amar of Papa. You had this already also. Kol hecha d'tnan, eter t'nan. Whenever we had minchas, we talked about 10 minchas. 10 loaves. My kamashmon, what do we need to know that for? Lafuke bidu Rabbi Shimon. To the exclusion of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar who said, mechza chalos, mechza rechikin yavo, that you can bring 5 chalos and 5 rechikin, kamashmon unto lo. We do not hold like that. We hold, you have to bring 10 of each, you can't split them in half, and Rabbi Shimon held you can split them in half, and the prophet told to tell you, we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Next, Menahani Mili. How do you know? How do you know what? Right? How do you know what? Anybody know how you know what? How do you know which minchas require hagasha? Okay? Ready? How do you know which minchas require hagasha? The Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the, we look in the Braita. Ilu Nemar, if it would say, Vehevesa Asher Yase Me'elu Lashem, Vehekriva El Hakoein, the Higisha. If that is what the Pasuk would say, Hayiti Omer, I would have said, that Pasuk, by the way, is talking about a carbon Omer. Okay? Is that true? No, that's not true. I'm sorry. That's not true. That's what we're talking about by a carbon Mincha. What? A Mincha, I'm sorry. Hayiti Omer, I would have said, Ein li shetan hagasha, Ella komates bulvad. I would say these are the only ones that require hagasha. The only part of a mincha that requires hagasha is the komet. Mincha minayin. How do I know the entire mincha requires hagasha? In other words, you're doing hagasha before the kamitza. Talmud lomar mincha. It says the word mincha. Minchas kotei minayin. How do I know it applies by a minchas kotei? Talmud Lamar, Es HaMincha, because it says Es HaMincha, even Minchas Kote, asks the Gemara, why don't we need a Pasuk for Dinu? I can learn that Din out of a Kal V'Chomer. Same thing we did yesterday. Nemar Hacha, it says over here, over where? It says over here, Minchas, Nemar Hacha, Minchas Chova. It says over here, Minchas Chova means the Minchas Kote. V'nemar hacha, and it says minchas nedava. It says minchas nedava. Ma minchas nedava tuuna hagasha, just like a minchas nedava, which is minchas nedava. Any mincha requires hagasha. Ah, minchas kote tuuna hagasha. So too, a minchas kote requires hagasha. Ask the Gemara, how could you compare a minchas kote? What? I told him Reb Shimon said that. All the Shimon said that. So the Gemara asks, how could you say that a minchas kote is going to be learned from a minchas nedava? Wait a minute. Mala minchas nedava, she'en te'una shaman ulavona. But a minchas nedava requires shaman ulavona. That's why it requires Hagasha. How could I learn that out of a Minchas? How could I learn that to a Minchas Tote? So the Gemara answers, Minchas Sota Tochia. The Minchas Sota will prove you. Why? Look at Rashi, second line. Minchas Sota, She'ena Te'una Shemenu Levona. By a Sota, there's no Shemenu Levona. But, the Te'una Hagasha, but there's still Hagasha, Kidamrina Lekaman, Te'kriva Rabos Minchas Sota La Hagasha. So therefore what? Just like a Sota has Hagasha, no Shemenu Levona, so too, a Minchas Chote, what's Minchas Chote? If a guy went into the Beis Mitzvah while Tamei, or ate Kachah while he was Tamei, or he swore falsely, he should also have to require Hagasha, even though there's no Shaman or Lavona. Who? I don't know. Exactly when, I don't know. You mean when she drinks the drink? I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't remember. Mala Minchas Sota. You know what? A Sota is also special. You know why? She came to Una Tnufa. A Minchas Sota also requires Tnufa. It's also weight. So the Gemara says, Minchas Nedava Tochiyah. So Minchas Nedava will prove otherwise. Why? Because the Minchas Nedava requires Hagasha and does not require Tnufa. Because there are din. And you have a Mamatinu. Below Rizek, Neither one is completely the same. However, Hasad HaShavish at the head, bottom line is, Sheshavu LeKmita, they both have Kmita. Veshavu LeHagasha, they both require Hagasha. Now, they each have details regarding Shemen or regarding Tanufa. That's fine. Af ani avi minchas chote. I will also include a minchas chote. Sheshavu lehen lekmita. Minchas chote has a kmita. Sheshavu lehen lahagasha. They should also require a hagasha. Why do we need a pasuk to include minchas chote in hagasha? Have a mamatino. So the Gemara answers, wait a minute. Malat adashavish abehen. But all those kavanos are different. You know why? Shekin hukshru lavo ba'ashir kiba'ani. If you're a rich woman accused of adultery, or a poor woman accused of adultery, you bring in the same minchas chote, same minchas sota. If you're a rich person and you bring in a carbon, you want to bring in a nedavas mincha, or a poor person, it's the same thing. Tomar b'minchas chote, but a minchas chote, a guy who swore falsely, and now he's bringing a carbon. You know why he's bringing that carbon? Because he couldn't afford even a bird. He couldn't afford an animal. So therefore, Shalom Hokshiru Lava Ba'asha Kibani, it's totally different. A Minchas Chote is totally different because it's only special, it's only for poor people. Talmud Lomar, therefore, Esa Mincha. Therefore, I have to Pasuk Esa Mincha. I couldn't learn that out of a Mamatino. I couldn't learn it out of logic. Right? It should follow the same rules. You know why? It's too different to follow the same rules. Only Pasuk poor people. Therefore, I have a Pasuk to tell me that a Minchas Chote requires Hagasha. Good? Next. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, it says ve'evesa, l'rabot minchas ha'omer l'hagasha. From there he learns out that an omer requires hagasha. The chen hu omer, and it says, this is in yesterday's parsha, ve'evesem et ha'omer reishis kitzirchem el ha'koeh. Right? What's the ve'evesa? Oh, that means hagasha. The hikriva, and then it says, you're going to be makriv. This is talking about by a stam, a regular mincha, the kriva or vikriva. L'rabos, mincha sota l'hagasha. That includes a sota gets hagasha. V'cheinu omer, and it says, v'hikrivosa el hamizbeah. In the parasha of the mincha sota, it says v'hikriv. V'hikriv, what do you mean, mak? You're not makriv a sota. A sota, you're not makriv a mincha. Makriv means you slaughter it. You don't slaughter a flower. What does it mean then? Oh, it means hagasha. That's the Gemara for dinhu. Why do I need a pasuk to teach you that a sota requires hagasha? I don't need a pasuk for that. It's logic. What's the logic? Ma minchas chote. You have a minchas chote. She'ena t'una t'nufa. Minchas chote does not require t'nufa. Nevertheless, t'una hagasha, it requires hagasha. So minchas sota. So a sota, she'tu'una t'nufa. That requires t'nufa. Eino din she'tu'una hagasha? Doesn't it also require hagasha? The Gemara says, yeah, ma'ala minchas chote, she'kid ba'achitim. Yeah, but a minchas chote is with wheat. And a minchas sota is with barley. Well, minchas ha'omer tochiyah. The omer will come save the day. Why? Because the omer is also made out of barley. And the omer also requires tenufa. The Gemara says, b'mal minchas ha'omer, shekein ta'ona shemen ulavona. Yeah, but a minchas ha'omer is also very different. It requires shemen ulavona. And the answer is, minchas chote tochiyah. The minchas chote will come back. Because of adin, and it's a circle. lo rizek rizek, lo rizek rizek. Each mincha here has very different properties. However, hatara shava shevahen, they all share the same thing, which are sheshavu lekvita, they all require kvita, v'sheshavu lahagasha, and they all require hagasha. Afari avi minchas chote, I'll also throw into the mix minchas chote sheshavza lehen lekvita. It's very similar. It requires a kvita, of course. Sheshavu lehen lahagasha. It should also require hagasha. Asota, exactly. However, this answer is a little hard. Malat arashavashaven, but you know what's similar to all, you know what's comparable to all these, minchas? Malat arashavashaven, right? Malat arashavashaven, which was the chote and the omer, shekelo hukshiru lavo kemach. They can't come when they're already flour. Tomar b'mincha sota, shehukshiru lavo kemach. A mincha sota is different. It can come kemach. What's kemach? The Mepharshim explained that what's the difference between kemach and solet? Kemach is with the junk. Not fine flour, right? And what? Therefore, a sota is so different than an omer and a chote. That's why I have a pasuk, right? Okay? Now, Rabbi Yehuda, that was just Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda sheet, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Behedesa, the word Behedesa is L'rabot minchatzote l'hagasha, to include minchatzote for hagasha. Rabbi Shimon said the same exact thing. No, he used Behedesa to include a minchat Omer for hagasha. Now Rabbi Yehuda is using the word Behedesa to include a minchat Sote for Hagasha. The Chayne Omer, and it says, the Hevi is Karbono Aleha. The Hevi, what's the Hevi mean? The Hevi means Hagasha. Avo Minchas HaOmer, Lo Tzarech Kro. The Omer doesn't need a Pasuk for that. My time, why not? Midina Ka'asa. It's a Kavachomer. Of course, it's logic. Why? What's the logic? Ma Minchas Chote. You have a Chote. Right? A guy who ate Tuma. A guy who ate Kacha when he was Tame. So, Sh'ena Tanufa, Tu'una Tanufa. It does not require Tanufa. Nevertheless, to una hagasha, it requires hagasha, minchas haomer. So you have a minchas haomer. Shetuna tenufa. It does require tenufa. Ain't a din shetuna hagafa, hagasha. Shouldn't it require hagasha? No, I told you it's supposed to be like this. I think the Gemara might say that in a few minutes. The Gemara is going to say something similar to that in a few minutes. The Gemara says, what kind of rye is that? Mala minchas chote. What about a minchas chote? She came for chitin. It comes with wheat, and an omer does not come. An omer does not come with wheat. So the answer is minchas chote tuchia. A minchas chote will come to save the day. Why? Why? Because it comes from barley, and it's still hadasha. But mal a minchas chote she came ba lebarer avon. But a minchas chote, that's so different. That comes to see whether or not she committed adultery. It comes to be mabarer the sin, right? Demas keres avon he. It's only for sin. So the answer is minchas chote tochiyach, right? Even though it doesn't become to be mavara your sin, right? Why not? Because it's not a mavara of the sin; it's to be a kapara for the sin. Nevertheless, it has hagasha. Chazar adin lo rizek rizeh, v'lo rizek rizeh. Hatara shavu shevehen. The bottom line is shekein shavu l'kmita. They both require kmita. V'shavu l'hagasha. They both require hagasha. After the avi minchas haomer, I will throw into the mix the minchas haomer sheshavsa lahen v'kmita, that is similar to kmita tishava lahen lahagasha. It should be similar to hagasha as well, and therefore I don't need the pasuk to teach me omer like Rav Shimon did. I have it available to teach me a sota. Now umay parachta, what was Rav Shimon's kasha on that logic? What was Rav Shimon's kasha on that logic that he didn't agree with him? It's Rav Shimon parachachi. His kasha was as follows. What's similar to a minchas chote and a minchas sota? Shekein mitzuyim. That could happen every day. Any day this could happen. However, a minchas haomer only comes once a year. So don't compare. It's similar to what you said. Sibur yachid. It's not the same thing. Minchas sota, every day there could be a sota. Every day there could be a guy who was tamei and walked onto the Beit HaMikdash. That could happen every day. Oh, Adrabba, just the opposite. Rabbi Huda, just the opposite. Ha, mitzuya tvei. Omer is happening once a year, no matter what. Ha, din la mashkachas la klal. But every day there's a sota. How often was there a sota already? How often did that happen? Probably never happened. Do you need a requirement? Do you need to get to that stage? You have to warn her, she has to be, blahachit. That probably never happened. Omer, every year it happens. Oh, Eino, right? Or maybe the following. Oh, Eino, Omer, Behevesa. Maybe the Behevesa means the following. Yachid, Shenesnaved, Shenesnaved. If a Yachid has a promise, Umevi Mincha Cheres, and he wants to bring another Mincha, Chutz Me'elo Sheva Indian. Nothing we've mentioned till now. None of these. Right? What does the word Behevesa mean? That when a Yachid brings an ordinary Nezava, let's say it's from barley, not from wheat. Right? How do you know that requires agosha? And that should be bedinu. That should be logical. What's the logic? Tzibur may be mincha menachitin. A tzibur brings mincha from wheat. U may be mincha mincha orim chova. And sometimes they have to bring, sorry. Tzibur may be menachitin chova. Maybe mincha orim chova. They bring a wheat chov with that. Maybe shavuot. And they bring a barley chov. What's that? That's the omer. Af yachid. So to a yachid. Maybe mincha menachitin nedava. He could bring a wheat nedava, yachal yavi menah saorim nedava. Maybe we never had something like that. Maybe the Gemara is not suggesting. Maybe a private person can donate a barley carbon. After all, the tzibur has a barley carbon, and the tzibur has a wheat carbon. Yechidim could bring a wheat carbon. Maybe they could also bring a barley carbon as a nedava. Talmud lamar ele. No, it says ele. I only have the five I have. Five of the karbanos of a nedava, of a mincha, are only brought with wheat. Don't bring in that barley for an individual. Oeno omer, ella, maybe ella means the following. Ella lomer, hare olai mincha. Right? Let's say a guy says, I'm going to bring a mincha. He doesn't say which mincha he's bringing. So maybe chamishtan has to bring all five. Why? He didn't specify. He has to bring all five. Talmud Lamar, may Eile, says no, may Eile. Rotsa Achas, maybe. Rotsa Chamishan, maybe. It's up to you. You want to bring five? You can bring five. You don't have to bring five. Because I never meant to bring five. I don't want to pay for five. I meant one. You know what? To bring one. Whatever you meant, whatever you want, all good. But the Rechiv to bring five? Absolutely not. Okay? Now. By the way, the chart's not hard. It's not hard. If you had a chart with all the psukim, what Rebbe Yehuda held, it's very easy. But we're running through it because we want to finish, you know, and running through it. It's not a hard task at all. Pickle stuff is much harder than this. It's much easier. Rabbi Shimon Omer, tomorrow the exact same thing, by the way. Tomorrow the entire task is the same thing as this. Which I consider that pretty easy. Rabbi Shimon said, it says in the pasuk of Et HaMincha, it says Et HaMincha. Lerabot, what do you include from Et HaMincha? Shar Menachos, other things, Kigon, for example, Minchas Nachrim, Mincha of a Nachri, Minchas Nashim, a Mincha of a woman, Lahagasha, for Hagasha, Yachal, Shani Marbe, Av, Hashtel Lechem, Lechem upon him. Maybe I'll include the 2 loaves of Shavuot and the 12 loaves of what? Of every Shabbat that also requires Hagasha. Hamad Lama may Eile. No, absolutely not. Now, Umar Roiz, Barabbas, Sharmer Nachos, Lahot, Hashtel Lechem, Lechem upon him. Why'd you pick to include other Minchas that require Hagasha? And to exclude the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem of Shavuot, Marbani Shar Menachos, I will include the other one. You know why? Sheyesh lahem leishim, because they have a shayachas to the mizbeach. Why? Because part of the kamita gets burnt. The kamita gets burnt. They have a shayachas to the mizbeach. The shtei lechem upon him have zero shayachas to the mizbeach. Even though we said 2 days ago that they have a big shayachas. What's the shayachas? The shayachas is that the shtei lechem have the lamb and the 12 cows have the levon. So we said that as a shaykhus, but now we're saying, remember we said that the lechem is considered connected to the mitzvah because there's other things, the 12 loaves every Shabbat. So 2 spoons of lavona that got burnt on the mitzvah. That connected the lechem to the mitzvah. Now we're saying they have no connection at all. Okay, it's not such a kasha. Umotzi ani yishtei lechem lechem upon him, she'en lehem me'ishim. I will exclude the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem. They have nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's bread that gets eaten by kahanim. Nothing to do with the mitzvah. Hello, Minchas Nesachim. What if you have a Minchas Nesachim? A a minchas nesachim is a mincha brought with the carbon tamid or other karbanos. Kula l'ishim. That all gets burned. None of that gets eaten. Yachal yehet t'una hagasha. Maybe that also requires hagasha. Talmud lomar v'hikriva. Therefore it says v'hikriva. Right? V'ha ipkite. But we already used the word hikriva to teach you that there's a hagasha by a sota. So the Gemara says, no, v'hikriva, v'hikriva. The extra hay. Okay? Should we do more? No, we'll stop here. I know there's something right in the middle, but we'll stop right here because I'm nervous. We're going to run out of... we'll stop right here. It's a fine place to stop. We'll resume here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.